Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta let the world know, let her know. You know what I'm saying? Let them know how you feel.
Yeah, you know that I'm about it. Don't even gotta talk about it. You know I'm not just anybody. So don't even try to play shy with me.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta let a female know you're not just a regular dude, not the average. It's hard to compare this shit. Really unordinary, you know what I'm saying? Chance of a lifetime, you feel me?
No one girl, yeah, you are that. Me and you alone, picture hard ass. No chance on each other, don't wanna hold back. But if you do, just let me know, so I know how to move. Talk to you at your wrist and I see each other. King R&B, but I got these voices. Bought them at Trump for one of these deep hole chats. And if they ever tell you different, don't believe them. Then you know that I'm a body.
Perfect. Took a chance on each other, don't want you to hold back. But if you do, then let me know so I know how to move. Platinum BBS, there are cuts on your wrist. Real trap nigga, getting pop star checks. Cop that double law, I wanna get filled for a check. If they tell you anything different, don't believe them. Girl, you know I'm about it. We ain't gotta talk about it. You know I'm not just anybody. So don't even try to play shy with me.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly!
Ha!
Cooley! BlogTalkRadio.com!
Council, won't you come fuck with the council? Okay. AM, FM, all local radio channels. All
right.
Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Right. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records out of peppers, never chill it. Feel the taste, I really feel. Never know, listening, you can probably catch it.
Court is in session, all rise, it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, get your records to the DJ. You know you can't forget about the old school Tuesday. Yeah, that's for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the camel, you can take this one for example. Lady, they filling my flex like Rambo. Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Tango. Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council. It's epic, epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday. Who can I win or lose, win or lose, win or lose? Is it you? Council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the council.
Council, won't you come fuck with the council?
Don't play the radio,
I just tune into the council.
Oh, shoot. Dang.
What up, everybody? What's going on?
Dang, let me get it together. Let me get it together. What's up, everybody? You tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Oh, like I always do, because, you know, we bow, bow, bow. We be knocking them out. It's been going down the whole weekend. Like, it was going down so good last night. Jacquees was in town. And somebody else, I don't know. Shout out to Jacquees. You know, I missed it. But I did hear you while I was walking where I was at going to where y'all was at. I was like, jeez. Yeah, but I missed the concert, but I guess it was lit. He was going to some club. Not really a clubber. So Jacquees, hit me up face-to-face on IG. That's how I do. Anyway, today, y'all, is Sunday. I don't usually do a show on Sunday. Well, maybe I'll do a show, but it won't be an interview. So today we just going to play old school until my girl get on the line. Well, on the live, she's going to be live right here. This is going to be interesting. She is dope. She's in Tyler Perry movies. One of the Tyler Perry movies, I think. She did a commercial for Oprah. She was in Meet the Browns. She done interviewed way more artists than me. You know, I'm trying to get on her level. So when the queens come together, we're going to have an amazing interview. So y'all, hang in there. You know, I'm just old school today. I ain't doing nothing but old school. So if you don't like old school, another one might bite the dust.
Yeah. Ladies and
gentlemen,
you are now tuned in. Jazzy Fizzle, introducing the Bar King.
Jazzy Fizzle and the Bar King coming live from the 901.
I see you, girl. Tuesday.
Do you know I love being around you? Pretty, pretty. This time deals in the way that it hit me.
Wedding band, I can say I know love because of you see, that wasn't nothing. Cause the moment she left, I forgot about her. Until you came in and you showed me what it really felt to be love and care and hell and brave boy and woman and nurture and guiding and all to be understood. I know. I can talk about it, cause I've experienced it, and I'm feeling it, I'm living it, right here, right now. I've got somebody who will love me for me, I've got somebody who will love me for me. Realize that about compromising, you can't always have your way, you can't always have it your way, cause love is about realizing, and love is about redirecting your decisions, whether to go out all night long, or go home to the one you love. It's about taking care of your family, and taking care of your kids, loving your wife at night, and letting them know that the bills will be paid on time, and that you sit back and you lick and you listen to her, cause it's about love, love.
Whatever it takes to make you feel good, baby. I see Yes, sir. 2022. Big Snoop D-O-Dub. Hey, yo, Battle Cat. You know what time it is. It's time to do the shit we usually do.
Let's go.
Into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. You know I'm your girl Nellyville, give you that heat from the indie to the industry, because you know that's what I do. That's what I do. That's what we do today. But we got an interview going down on Sunday right now, live on IG. I see everybody in all chats. So y'all, if y'all got questions, I might can answer. So we have... I'm going to say she's iconic because I am going to learn a lot today from Mercedes Millionaire Diva. Diva TV Magazine. Queen. Queen. Welcome to the show. You know I got to do it big.
Roll out the same red carpet for you on my show, and I want to let you know we're building a media coalition, and I want you a part of the team.
I am with all activities.
Thank you so much for
letting me be on your show. I'm so humble. Mr. Fleetwood told me you got so many listeners and great followers.
Yeah.
I want to say hi to everybody. Thank y'all for spending the afternoon or anytime you watch the program with me and my girl, Miss Nelly Bill, okay? This your girl, Mercedes Millionaire, Nelly Bill. You watching us live. Keep it locked, okay?
Right.
Every day, every week, every time she goes live, I need y'all to keep it right there, okay?
Okay. So, let's get this cracking. So, you know, I got to take it back to where it all started. So, I'm going to just say 1 year, the date of that year, and you go from there.
1993. Okay. Oh, man, my son was just born. And I just had a birthday around that time, and I went on the fast. And when I got off the fast, I started volunteering at different churches, you know, just going to help clean up and stuff like that.
Right.
And in the same time, Tyler Perry was in town. He was in Chicago. He was doing a play and a film. And I don't know what came over me. I just started going around asking people in the church if they knew where he was at. Because sometimes you may know somebody, like what hotel they at or what venue they at. You know, everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, like 30 minutes later, this lady was like, well, you the one talking about Tyler Perry? I was like, yeah. She was like, my niece just called me. She work at the VA there. She said he just walked in the door. It's like midnight. Okay? I jumped in my car, parked illegally. I swear this is all the truth. And she meets me at the door. Come on. He just left out of one theater. He going in another. I say, okay. I run upstairs and we're riding to Mr. Perry. It's like 12:30 in the morning at the movie theater downtown Chicago. I kid you not.
Wow.
I walk up to him. I'm breathing hard because, you know, I'm running to try to catch him before he goes to the other, you know, movie. I guess he go to movie theaters and go to the different films to see what's his competition. I don't know why he do that. I don't know.
Oh.
So I catch him in between going into another. I pull out my car and say, Mr. Perry, I've been calling you all week. You have to do my show. It's geared toward the youth. You have to do my show.
Right.
I gave him my card and he looked at my card and he said, I'm going to give you a call. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, thank you, Mr. Perry. God bless you. And I walked away like, man, he ain't going to call me. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking that. You know what I'm saying? But I promise you, if my real name ain't Keisha Latoya Davis, the next morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Perry had left me a voice message. He called me himself.
Wow.
And I had one challenger left, and I gave it to the limo as I left, you know, because I forgot to give it to Mr. Perry when I seen him. I just gave him a card, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, I gave the limo driver my last calendar. And Tyler Perry said, man, I've been thinking about you all night. I have your captain's calendar in my foyer. I'm going to make this work for you.
Right.
I got Fox theaters and cameras. All you got to do is show up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He said, call this person if they don't answer. Call this person if they don't answer. Call this person if they don't answer.
Right.
If they don't answer, email this person. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start calling the people, I'm like, hey, I'm Mercedes from DVTV, and Tyler Perry told me to call to set up an interview. They're like, how you get this interview? I said, Mr. Perry set it up himself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was just the history of like 1 to 8 interviews that I've gotten with Mr. Tyler Perry. And I'm just so excited because he helped me with my career. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Where I'm at today. Like, I got exclusive interviews with Mr. Perry. Some people seen, some have not, because I've been waiting to get my show out on a major network. So I share some of it, but my masterpieces, I keep them tucked away until it's time for me to really, you know, do my Oprah Winfrey style, which I've been working on some of those episodes too, you know?
Right. Let's talk about the Oprah Winfrey thing, the commercial.
Oh, yeah. How you know about that? You so nosy, Nelly.
Yes, I am.
Right. That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went there, right? You know me, I was real young back then. I'm getting up there now. I was real ambitious. So I got a ticket to Texas. I went to the Oprah Winfrey audition. I got a chance to audition, and I did real good. I made it to her commercial. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I said, give it to me, Oprah. Give it to me. me. And I could not believe when I seen, I'm still looking for that commercial too, Nelly. But I promise you, when Oprah was like, do you want your own show? Then they showed a clip of me, you know what I'm saying? I had made it to the Oprah Winfrey commercial. I was crying and everybody was calling me. You know, my mom and them thought I was crazy when I was young. I used to interview my dolls and stuff. I would take all my rent money and go out of town and just get a rental car, live in my rental car, and stay right by the place where the award show was at.
Wow.
But I would just get the crumbs off the ground, the crumbs, and I would catch some celebrities in the back door. Or
right.
Catch them in the front door, side door, and they would show me some love every time.
Wow.
Got in, you know?
I love it.
I went to jail, girl, trying to get in the ground. Took the wrong girl with me. And her feet was hurting, and she wanted to argue with the policeman. Girl, I've been through so much. I went to jail. But the man said, because I was telling him the truth, he said, because you're so fine and because you tell the truth, I'm going to let you go. But I said, I was just trying to get in to get some interviews. You know, they don't approve the African-American media, especially back then. It wasn't
back then.
Media weren't popping like that. But even now they judge you. If you ain't got enough followers, they're not going to give you the time of the day.
Exactly.
Right? But that's why I'm building this coalition, that we all going to come together and we're going to interview each other.
Right.
Getting a whole big list of media and a whole big list of people.
Right.
And I'm gonna put them together, take one person and let them go down the line to all the media, then take another person. And then as they do it, they're going to interview each other. And then we're gonna crash the social media market. Our own thing. We ain't got to be controlled by the algorithm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
We support each other.
And that's, dang, I like that.
But we're going to mix it, though. You know, I got people from New York and Nigeria, and I got people from you. We're going to, all of us going to come together and interview each other.
Okay.
And make a coalition.
Right.
And change the pack. You know?
Right. And be better than 106 in Park. They need to come out 107 and Park.
Okay.
Because that's what it is.
If you're doing it now, you can say, so say for instance you're applying for something, right? You can say, hey, I have Nellyville Radio, and I'm also in a coalition where it's 50 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So once one person do a story, we all do the story.
Right.
It makes us powerful.
Right.
We support each other.
Exactly.
I don't care what color you are.
Yep.
Let's come together.
Yep.
New York in Brooklyn, Free Brooklyn. Her name is Mrs. Francesca. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to hook her up with you so y'all can interview each other.
Exactly.
Big time radio show. 5 million listeners. You know what I'm saying?
I need her.
100,000 and her 5 million. We got 5 million, 100,000.
Right.
130,000. We got 5 million, 130,000. Then we take somebody else. We take somebody else.
Right.
Bring the numbers together and make a coalition. So when one can't get there, we share our story with each one.
Right. Okay.
But but listen, ever since I got that Tyler Perry juice, though, because we've been raising money for single moms, and I've had three of Tyler Perry actually come out to my store, help me raise money for single moms, and we celebrate them, and we feed them with
I love that.
Drinks,
right.
Professional chefs. All that. We had J.L. Pettigrew come out the first time. He came out to my store, and we had a good time. Then T.J. Jackson just showed up on me and my partner, Miss because we was filming a synopsis of the Tyler Perry Ruthless, and he just surprised us and showed up, right?
You talking about T.J. Jackson, what's the name, son?
I don't know whose son he is, but I know he played. They both play in Tyler Perry Group.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jackson also in the Domino commercial, and he was on Pete Valley.
Okay, yeah.
The big pussy lips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The girl with the big pussy lips. Something he said. That's TJ.
Right. Okay.
I'm so excited, too, because each time I get to know them, they're all lovely people.
Right.
And my biggest blessing and my latest project is the thing we did with Pierre Johnson, which was last week. And we had a wonderful time, girl. Oh, my God. Everybody had a ball. Pierre was so, him and his lovely wife was so personable.
Really?
Hung out with everybody.
Oh.
They was the sweetest time. Took pictures with everybody. Gave their number.
Right.
Everybody. They had such a good time. And we was in a mini mansion, girl, vintage mini mansion.
Whoa!
I had my own VIP suite. We had other media had their own VIP suite in this mini mansion, girl, in the middle of the Forest Preserve. Girl.
What? Oh, yeah.
It was served at the table like a wedding, girl, full swap, high class.
Right.
Girl, we did it up. The chef was cooking, the celebrity chef O'Day.
Right.
My husband and his brother, Sergeant Mike from Ultimate French Fry, they was out there slamming it, girl. They was eating up. We had a good time.
Right.
Shrimp, chicken, fish. Our single mothers was out there. They had walked away with a whole bunch of gifts, and they still getting stuff from the event.
Wow.
I had sponsors and vending tables, and we all had a good time. It was so wonderful. RDB came out, which is already a large media group.
Right.
Like 30 of them.
Right.
Every time we do something, they come. So you going to be in the coalition. We already got like 40 people on the team.
Let's get it. Exactly. Okay, this is what I want to do.
Okay, like ever since I was a little girl, I always want to be on TV, right?
Right.
And I'm a go-getter. I'm from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? South Side, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, no, I never let nobody tell me no, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I first started this, I was like, well, I knew I wanted to be an actress and a model. So when I would go chasing celebrities, I'd say, oh, I want to act in your video, or I want to be in your movie, or something like that. But I wasn't getting a response like I wanted because they probably hear that from everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So one day I just like was relaxing and God was like, you need to interview them. You need to interview them. You need to be like a news anchor. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And that's when I came out with Diva TV Ministry. That's when I first started. I've been used the word diva before anybody ever used that. I promise you I'm the oldest.
Okay.
I'm the Perry to tell you. What he called me? Diva from Chicago. I can walk up. I can see Tyler and I 6-7 years and walk right up on him. He'll be like, what's up, Diva? I'm telling you, I got the footage.
Okay, let's go, Diva. I love it.
When I started using Diva TV Ministry and I interviewed people, I was being successful with it.
Right.
Because I was an interviewer. They wanted me to be an angel. Then I ended up being in an Ice Cube video. It's called Die Living with Kid Rock and Ice Cube. I play asking about.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I played an Angel in IQ video in Kid Rock. It's called Diamonds or something like that. And we was in L.A. I promise you, it's me. I'm in there, girl.
Look, I'm writing it down.
And they said, we want you. Because I had that rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. I've been in the business a long, long time, man. I'm even a cougar right now, man.
Me too. I will be 51 this year.
Girl, I thought you was in your 30s.
No, everybody thinks that. I am not.
So beautiful.
Thank you. Our sons were born in the same year, 93. Yes. Everybody always say, you what? And I'll be like, I am 50.
So
yeah, I'll be taking care of myself. We gotta keep laughter in our life.
Hey, we be giving them young girls competition. Y'all better watch out.
That's hello.
My niece, Tawana Johnson. My niece cold. She gonna be cold. But all them other young girls, y'all better watch out. Auntie ain't playing that. I don't mind being auntie.
Right, okay. Cause
okay.
I said, hey, y'all kids be hollering at me. Y'all kids better stop.
Fine, Jamaican husband, okay? Cops wrong, baby.
Right.
All about the business. I got mine.
Okay. Okay, so I want to show you something.
Okay.
I just want to show you something. You want it?
Yes.
I will send it to you. Send me your info. Okay, so.
When are you coming to Atlanta?
I will be there soon.
Oh, you. What's that? Oh, my God.
This is Black Oak.
Stuff for you too.
And this is my top seller, Barack Obama.
Okay.
Shea butter.
Oh, I need some of that.
Okay, so I'm not done. It's a vase.
That's so beautiful.
And I got them in all colors.
What? I got to put in some orders. Okay.
I'm going to send you a care pack.
Coming to Atlanta because you know Daikon got a red carpet event September 10th.
Oh, dang.
From Tyler Perry Roosters, he got a red carpet, you know, premiere next week. A week from, like, in 6 days.
Yeah, okay, I probably won't.
I'm going to hook you up with a lot of stuff, okay?
Okay, and then I'm going to be trying to make all that lot of stuff because...
Okay, I'm going to invite you to everything, and if you hear about something big in your town, let me know too, okay?
I will. So right now, I want you to look up my son, David Mitchell, that's in the town.
Okay.
My son is the owner of Gamers, two stores in Nebraska, and two stores in Iowa.
Oh, wow.
He was running for city council, and of course, we live in a Republican state.
Right.
So, of course, all the white people, and they was trying to tarnish his name. So he's been going, they said he raped somebody, and he was not innocent.
All we got to do a story on this. This is a bull crap.
His lawyer is in... Chicago. And if he wouldn't have had that. Oh, yeah. Michael Cannon. I love you so much. But my son just got, everything just got dismissed after 3 years of people, defamation of character, saying they going to hurt his mama. I'm going to just shake my head up and down. I said so.
Now, Lito, can you know the interview I want to do with you on my show? Can we reschedule it like till like tomorrow or something like that? Cause
we can. Wait a minute, ain't tomorrow a holiday?
Work, cause it's all right. I gotta take him to work. He brought me up here this morning and got me all ready for you. And now I know I gotta take him to work. He not saying nothing, but can we reschedule tomorrow or something?
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yep.
Okay, and make sure you you say you should send it to me so I can edit it?
I got you, queen.
I love you. And wait. So what's your social media?
I'll send it to you through your DM.
Yeah, put it in this video.
Oh. How can I do
like,
that?
Like, just say your social media in the video so people can find you.
Oh, okay. It's right here. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, I can put it in there. Let me see.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Watching me, I want y'all to please like, share, subscribe to my YouTube channel, my Roku channel, my Apple TV channel. Please check out my website at www.divatvmagazine.com. Please follow me on Instagram. I promise I'll follow you back to save you from my girl, okay? It's MERCEDEZ _millionaire on Instagram. I'll follow you back. And then I'm on TikTok too, Mercedes _millionaire. And you can check me out on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, social media.
We got your back. We're going to bring you all the celebrity footage, clips. If y'all want to be on our show, give me a call. I got you. My number 312-778-1367. I love y'all. Everybody be blessed. Stay positive. Listen to some Steve Harvey. Encourage yourself. When everybody tell you you can't make it, that's when you can make it.
Already.
That's what you're supposed to do. Okay.
What you're
supposed to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'll be back on the show. And now I want you on mine too, okay?
I got you
and I love you.
I love you too. My sister.
All right.
Okay. With love. Okay.
Okay, boo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I loved it. Okay, we're gonna share. I'm gonna tag. Oh, dang it. Oh, let me end the live. Or let me see. I only got 30 minutes left on the live. Everybody, the interview over. I'm just back here. Let me play something. Play something.
It's not mine. I see you walking, but we're not in stride. It seems so different when you're not around. It feels like the world, it just stops spinning. Everything is upside down. Don't know if I'm wanna hold you, I would never let go. You know that I need your love. I wish I could be more, and I wish I could be your, wish I could show you love. I just wanna hold you, I would never let go. You know that I need. Kiss.
Just hold on, try your eyes. Yeah, just let me know what you're thinking of.
You wanna
can I hold you?
Can I
squeeze you? Just let me shout where you were so my love. Girl, I know you are the one.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Because y'all know that's what the hell I do. That's what the hell I do. Big shout out to my sis. This is my sis now. We are family. Hey, Mercedes Millionaire, Diva TV Magazine. Lit interview, y'all. Lit interview. Just want y'all to know that. Peace to everybody that listened in today on the live and on the IG. I can say this. Peace to the guys on the earth. Shout out to my family, the council. Hey, shout out to Fleetwood. Appreciate you, fam. Appreciate you. Big shout out to DJ 7 and Team in the Mix. Y'all, I'm about to get up out of here, but you know I got to get out of here in a proper way. My way. The 70s way. Let's get it.
It's the only one that sits there next to the silvery moon. I don't feel too optimistic, but I know I trade the world for what I am wishing would come true. I know you told me more than twice of the fate that I've been dreading. But if you walk right up to me tonight, would you doubt that I'd be ready? So I walk the city streets, wishing you were here with me, falling in love again.
Baby, until then,
oh,
hanging downtown,
I'll be hanging. In residence and two-bit four-wall domicile. Never time for what is needed, so I'll grab a bite to eat, then maybe grab a smile. So hard to give it up, you know I tried so many times before. Any price of sacrifice to see you walking through the door. Girl, I'm trying to make you see, I'd rather have you here with me, falling in love again.
Baby, I'm
I'm
to have you here with me. Falling in love again.
And you're kicking it with my girl, DJ Nellyville. You heard me.